Welcome to Trident Wargaming, a podcast dedicated to all aspects of tabletop wargaming. Your hosts are Bill and Andy.
Hey everybody, and thank you for tuning in to our launch episode of Trident Wargaming. I'm your host, Bill.
And I'm Andy.
And right now we are pretty excited to bring you this new multi-platform material. It's going to be on a vast array of different things for you to interact with us and be able to enjoy the content that we're going to be putting out for you. We're going to be on podcast form, as you're listening to now, but we're also going to be including videos on YouTube. We'll also have pictures and clips on our Instagram and Facebook page. We can go into a little bit of an intro here between Andy and myself, just to give you a little bit of a background story of, you know, who we are and what we're actually doing in the hobby.
Yeah, that's right. I can start with that.
Sure.
So myself, actually, me and Bill both have been in for quite a few years, 25 years at least. Wargaming, most of which me and Bill have actually had a lot of epic battles in.
Oh, yes.
I started, and Bill as well, started with 40K. I know I dabbled into some Battletech over the years, and also into some Warhammer Fantasy back in the day. Those were some good times there. Once the Horus Heresy actually came out, that's when we went really full bore. I know we had a pretty big crew that started up, and we're still playing it and still love it. The last few years, I've actually jumped into a couple of different systems, just trying to expand on what other games are out there. So I really went hard into Bolt Action, got into a big community with that. And currently right now, in the last probably 6 months or so, been dabbling in some Star Wars Legion, and also been looking into some Marvel Crisis Protocol. And with going forward, I'm sure there'll be a whole bunch of other games jumping into and whatnot. But that's kind of where I'm at. And I'll let Bill say his piece there.
Yeah, like Andy mentioned, we've been primarily GW kids for most of our gaming days. Like, I think combined between the two of us, we have over like 20 years experience plus each. So we've definitely been around. Horus Heresy, once it bumped out, we really started hitting it hard with a group of friends, and it eventually grew into a league type setting in the city here locally. And after that, it got even more organized, where we had some people step up, and we actually started running like events with these systems in mind. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, everything that's come out since then, right? Adeptus Titanicus, Necromunda, even good old Blood Bowl. Yeah. All these things have been slowly starting to pop up and, you know, demand their time in the spotlight for some hobby time. So that's been pretty, pretty decent moving throughout. Like, as events and whatnot started to actually, like, break out and happen, I was able to actually kind of right place, right time, end up getting a opportunity to start TOing for LVO. Thanks a lot, Reese, from Frontline Gaming. And I was able to, host their 30K event for 2 years now. And the nice thing about that is it gave me a wider access to, like, the greater community. They're was players and armies from around the world that were just amazing to be able to see and, like, you know, partake. And Andy here was, he's our technical wizard. He can put together some pretty legit looking player pack and missions and everything, and you would swear it came right out of the Forge World books. So, you know.
A lot of lot of learning curve in the last 2 years by doing all that stuff, but a lot of fun. I enjoy it all the time doing it.
Just
turns out great. So
that it does. It does. Because, you know, when you're hosting an event, the more attention to detail that you can present to the players, I think it really, really starts to sell, like, that immersion quality. But
yeah, for,
you know,
sure.
We can get into that super deep. So, but that's basically kind of a little intro of, like, the two of us and what we've been doing in the last little while. Primarily, you know, we'll cut to the chase. What is Trident Wargaming going to be about? Why do you want to tune in and listen to us, you know, talk and share knowledge? And that's pretty much the main goal of what Trident Wargaming is going to be. It's us bringing our knowledge, that stuff that we've learned, things that we enjoy in the hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Moving forward, it's basically a way for us to interact and share, you know, hobby tips and tricks, little painting things. Try to make it a, like, one-stop, like, hobby hub that you can check out, access, and, you know, we've been around for a long time. We've seen a lot of different things. If it's something that we're interested in, we definitely think other people might be. So it's a platform where we can share all these different things that we find, or, you know, experiences that we've had, and put it in one place for you, the viewer, listener, hobbyist, gamer, to enjoy and to find. And likewise, if you find stuff that you're like, hey, you know, I wonder if these guys have seen this before, please, you know, like, share as much as you can in the hobby, because I think that's the main thing that the hobby's about. It's important to have that social aspect, but the sharing aspect too.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And honestly, like, we all love the hobby. We all love it, right? Every aspect of it, from building to painting it to playing it to, you know, the communities, the tournaments, the events. And that's what we want to do, is we want to share that with you guys, the gaming experiences, the new and the old, from, you know, starting fresh into a system that we're going to just deep dive right into, right? Like Bill mentioned, Blood Bowl, we have Necromunda on the go as well, you know, and that's a very exciting aspect, is just going in there, jumping in, getting in there, learning the game, playing the game, having fun with the community and the people and your friends, you know. And we also have a lot of stuff where there's, like, the current meta. We'll be talking a lot about that kind of stuff, tactics with others, plus how we mentioned before, tournaments, running events, helping out with leagues, creating communities, that kind of aspect of thing. We've had a lot, you know, some experience with hosting and running events in the past, and also campaigns and working with different communities throughout the area that we're in here. So for us, it's definitely wanting to bring that to you guys, and also reaching out to you guys in communities as well, and talking about those aspects and having those super exciting conversations about the gaming aspect everywhere. So
yeah, it will be a lot of fun. Actually, we do have next week, for one of our Horus Heresy episodes, we have a special guest planned for you guys, so, and girls, you know, but yeah, we have a special guest planned to, you know, break down and go through some Horus Heresy with you all. And then as we go through, the main goal is to continuously bring a new system to our episodes. So the episode after that, it'll be a totally different system, and we'll slowly start going and exploring all these different aspects of each system. And once we kind of get the ball up and running, you know, prepare sometime in the new year. I'm thinking, you know, don't quote me, but February, March-ish, we'll probably start doing weekly content. But again, it'll be a different system each time, just so we can spread the hobby love out. And there'll be something for everybody. Like, doesn't matter what system you play, your system will probably get talked about. And that's when we want to hear from you the most.
Yeah, 100%. It'll be exciting times ahead. looking into these other systems and how they play and whatnot. And it'll be very interesting to see even how our reactions are to some of these new systems that we'll jump into and share that with you guys. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
I guess kick things off first thing, a little bit of a, I guess, deeper intro, I guess we can talk about just quickly, you know, what systems we are actively playing and I guess what factions we have with them, just to give people a little bit of a insight into, you know, what we're actually versed in. We can start, I guess, you know, let's start with the bread and butter, Horus Heresy, because, you know, it's one of the big heavyweights here. Horus Heresy, great game. Myself, I play a few different factions. I have a Iron Warriors army, and I also have a Space Wolves army.
Yep.
And I am currently working on a Word Bearers force.
Those dirty Word Bearers.
Your favorite, I know.
I know. So, myself, Horus Heresy as well. My main army is my Ultramarines. And it's going to be a grudge match when me and Bill start playing against each other when he gets his Word Bearers done.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's going to be good times there. I also am currently working on a White Scars army. So, that'll be really fun. It's quite different. Have some salamanders. They're on a little back burner right now, but they're there. But yeah, currently working on the White Scars. And there's a lot of bikes there, so it'll be fun to do.
Oh, for
sure. Change it up a bit.
Yeah, it'll definitely be exciting to see them on the board all done up.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And it's going to be a bit of experience, too, with painting the white and, you know, trying to do some effects like chipping effects and all that kind of stuff on the models. So it'll be a new frontier, next step for painting, right? So
definitely
be fun. And then we also have, like myself, like I said before, I am big in the bolt action. Tons of armies, working on some winter Germans as well right now. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome because Bill has expressed interest in the game as well. So in the new year here, hopefully we're going to get him rolling. I think he's going to play some Americans.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be fun to teach him and a couple of the other guys in the community the game. And it's definitely, like, I could keep going on it, but it's definitely different compared to what we're used to. So, but yeah, we have, what else we got? We have, well, 40K.
40K, oh yeah.
Right? We ended up getting a few armies, a couple of armies between us, that is, done up. I know I got my Tzeentch Demons all done up in a few months' time, which was really, really awesome and fun. Completely different painting palette. So, and Bill, you have...
I got a couple on the go. I've got a mixed bag going on for 40K. So I've got my Black Legion Chaos Space Marine Force is all pretty much done and ready, and that's was kind of a part of a group project we had going on earlier.
Yeah.
And recently I have committed to Space Marines, and that's actually going to be like a totally custom force. A lot of Pop Goes the Monkey upgrades on everything. It's my Executioner's Space Marine Force, so the army is completely dedicated and painted as per like the Betab color scheme. And nice. not the old school retro, you know, rogue trader era camo, but, you know, the dark metallic steely blue instead.
Yeah, awesome.
And yeah, you'll be seeing a lot of those because it's the last big push. All my vehicles are gonna hit the painting booth here, and then It's all brushwork, and then I also have a dripping box of Death Guard that have been built and primed since 8th, and they kind of, you know, went into dormant mode as we jump back into Heresy, and they're also itching to get some paint time, which right after the Executioners, I'll jump in and get them going, so that'll be nice.
I think we all, as hobbyists, have that same issue, right? The backlog, but it's the same with me. I mean, I also have work in progress Necrons that start up with the new release of this year. Awesome models. Played a few times with them against Bill and a couple of the guys, and yeah, they're really fun. Really, really love the new models. Gonna have a good time with them finishing up and whatnot here in the new year. Then I have some Sisters of Battle sitting there too, so we'll see when we get to them. They'll probably be maybe the same time your Death Guard get out there.
Yeah, no doubt. No, that'd be pretty sweet. Like, it's always nice just to keep cranking along, keep going through. In terms of for Necromunda, I know I've committed to House Orlok. I'm all about those Iron Boys, right? Looking forward to getting those on the board and start, you know, battling in the Underhive. And then I believe Andy's still, he's still soul searching for his gang.
Yeah, I am. I haven't quite decided myself, so still looking.
For Blood Bowl, I do actually have an orc team and a human team, which both are very fun, and I did end up getting the wife a Amazon Kickstarter team, which she's slowly been chipping away at, and we're starting to dabble into the new rules, which is pretty cool. I think that's a hobby achievement everybody wants to eventually get going, is, you know, if you have a significant other, it is to try and get them into the hobby, so, you know, you guys can play together and, you know, build up the hype that way. So it's always nice.
For sure. Yeah, myself, orcs, and I think the last thing I got was a halfling team.
Yeah.
I was just seeing it on the shelf. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it. So it might not be that great on the field, but it'd be fun painting them and just playing.
Oh,
so.
For sure. For sure. And then I know with Adeptus Titanicus, you know, we've been dabbling in that for a little bit. It's been kind of an ongoing thing. Every time I'm like, I'm going to dedicate to Titanicus, something else just always seems to pop up. And, you know, kind of sidetracks me a little bit. But, you know, lots of terrain for it, lots of models, a few still to build, actually, and rocking out Legio Krytos, a.k.a. Godbreakers, which, again, is part of my Iron Warrior fluff. So you're starting to see a theme here, right? I like what I like, and I stick to what I know, and yeah, the fluff about them is really cool. So
yeah, I have some Titanicus as well, but again, I'm undecided on which Legio to play. Kind of seeing what's out there. So once we get going on that, that's when the decision will be made.
Oh yeah,
for sure. And then we have, I know myself, Legion, Star Wars Legion. Ask me what I have, and I will tell you everything, because I'm a fanatic that way.
It's true.
Been playing some of the Empire, just because they're so cool. So yeah, they're pretty neat. It's a good game. It's fairly different, and it's really fun, Star Wars. The guys that I've met here in the communities, they're super laid back, a lot of fun playing the games, and it's unusual playing on a really small sized table, but it's definitely well worth it. One of those systems that it's like, yeah, this is awesome. So, and then really I've gotten a whole bunch of models for Marvel Crisis Protocol. So whenever we're back to playing, I'll be gathering with some guys and trying that one out too. It's had some good hype for it, so looks fun. Marvel models, what can I say? Be fun to paint up.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. So with Trident, the main model that we try to really, like, really lead by example here is build it, paint it, and play it. All three things make up the hobby as a whole. And some people like certain aspects more than others. I know personally, I've found back when I started, like, building, converting was kind of my jam. And playing, obviously. So it was almost a 50-50. Painting wasn't always a big thing for me. But now, as I've kind of continued to go through the hobby and put a lot more time in, I'm really starting to not enjoy building as much, especially some of the newer kits. It's, check out this 300 multi-piece kit. And you're like, oh, God. There's going to be like a week of my life gone. And I just want to paint it, you know?
Yeah.
So, All three of those aspects make up the hobby, and myself, yeah, I'm really liking painting and playing a lot. And right now, obviously, with current events, painting is pretty much number one on the table, as playing is pretty hard to do. But let's be real, after everything's done, I expect to see so many painted forces on the board. I think it'll be like the new era of gaming. Like, I know we laugh when we're talking about 2020 is going to be the year of gaming, guys. And Nurgle said, oh, no. Yeah. No, it's not.
Let's throw some Nurglings out there.
So, yeah, 2021 will be the year of gaming for sure.
Yeah, and I even remember saying that earlier in the year. You know, like, right now is the time for gaming, for the gamer to get into all these different systems to play. There's so many options, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to our motto there, we've always, I know in the early years, it was always us playing, right? Like playing, building, and painting was on the back burner back in the day. But now, after the last few years and whatnot, actually more than a few years, I have to say, probably the last 10 years, painting has really changed, has really come around the corner, especially with all this information on YouTube and, you know, all these specialists that have all these tips and tricks and whatnot, just simple stuff to really extreme stuff, you know. And even myself going from, and I think a lot of us have done it, going from always to the brush now to learning how to use your airbrush with techniques and whatnot, and it makes painting so much more enjoyable. Myself, I know I've upped my game from a few years back, just from all these different techniques that, you know, Bill here has shared with me and a whole bunch of other people, and plus the internet. So definitely painting is really fun for me. Playing, of course, but yeah, building. When you have lots of models, it's interesting. So
No doubt. The backlog of build.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, it's going to be pretty good. We're definitely excited to bring the podcast and...
Super excited.
All the different platforms. That's right. Just, yeah, there's going to be so many things and so many ways for us to be able to interact with you all. Again, right, like with all the different systems and games that we're playing or, you know, we have experience in or we're just starting into, there's going to be so much room for discussion and so much opportunity to bounce ideas off of, you know, like-minded people and our groups, our playing groups that we have. It really will be an excellent, like, adventure for us all to kind of go on. Especially, like, you know, I'm just excited to share different experiences that I've had throughout the hobby itself. You know, a lot of my long-term gamer buddy friends I've met like early on in my life here in like, you know, preteen area. And I'm still rolling dice with these guys. And, you know, 20 plus years later, we're still rolling dice. We're still meeting up.
Yep.
You know, even through high school, there was weekends, you know, oh, let's play some games hungover, but we're still playing games, right?
Yeah. That is true. I remember those days.
Yeah. So it's just, yeah, it's amazing how much the hobby itself has influenced and like impacted my life, let alone, you know, Andy's and the rest of our friends, but let alone your guys' lives, right? Like, I'm sure you're, you know, leaning back in your chair going, yeah, you know, like I've been gaming with the same guys for 10 plus years or whatever. Like, it's amazing how fast time flies when you're having fun rolling dice.
Yeah. And it's a brotherhood, right?
Yeah.
It's a lodge of warriors. You know, you got a group of, you know, 8 to 10 to 12 players, but they're all your best buddies, you know? And it's fantastic. It's awesome. I just love it. And I know, and I've said this before too, within the last 10, 15 years, like expanding into these other communities and going to these other stores. And there's been so many different stores pop up, you know, that you can actually go, you're able to go and play at, right? And you meet a whole different crowd of people with the same interest, you know, the same mindset for games. You know, we went to LVO and we had guys from, you know, the community at playing different systems all meet up. And next thing you know, we got like 15 to 20 guys there.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's awesome. Pure awesome.
LVO itself is awesome. Like, if you've never gone and experienced LVO yourselves, I would highly recommend putting that on your bucket list. It's honestly, it's more than you could imagine that it could be. Like, I know the first experience I had when I went there was totally like, it blew my expectations out of the water. And when you're in these massive halls, wall to wall, you know, full of gamers, and you hit that wall of noise, and it's just that bassy, ambience rumble of gamers, and as far as you can see, there's vendors and gamers and everything happening, and it honestly is, it's quite an impressive setup that they have going on there.
It's what it is. It's insane. Like, we've worked the background, right, setting up for 30K and whatnot there.
Yeah.
And we've seen behind the scenes a bit, right? And it's just, it's amazing. It's just blows my mind. Like first time I was there, Bill was warning me, like, wait till you go into the main hall. And yeah, just like he just explained, that wave of awe hits you and you're just like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. It really is.
A lot of fun. Definitely go. There's a lot of guys out there that they're not only there playing games, but after playing the games, they all group up and they go out and have a good time and reminisce about their matches. And just, you meet so many different people too, and you make connections as well, right?
Yep.
So, like, and you see a lot of guys there too. You know, there's guys from Forge World there, from GW, from some of the painting networks out there, you know, like Kenny Boucher, he's there. Just, there's tons of people there, right? So, and they have a couple of seminars and also painting classes and whatnot, and little events and tournaments that you can enter. So, and of course, the merchandise there was pretty good as well. So.
Oh, yeah. Definitely something for everyone.
Tons of different games. Tons. And when you go and you take a look at terrain, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Blows my mind. But awesome experience. Like Bill said, if you get a chance, definitely go. If you get a chance to go with a whole bunch of buddies, keep going. It's just total fun. So
yeah, don't forget about the infamous Saturday pub crawl that Cooper throws on. Because I've seen many erect people on the Sunday afterwards. You know,
yeah, kidding.
It's yeah, I've seen it. I've seen the toll, but it's definitely an amazing time. Everybody gets together and networks, and they hit up that tiki bar, and it's outside of Bali's hotel there, and that's it. That's where your night starts, and for some people, that's where the night ends. They don't even get started on the yeah. actual crawl part of it.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much the gist of what we were trying to bring to you guys, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. That's mainly, like, we really wanted to take this opportunity to just give a little bit of background info, you know, what we're actually talking about, what we're going to be talking about, the different platforms that we're going to be available on, and we're going to be presenting all this info on, and just to kind of, you know, get us out there. Like, this is, again, episode one, right? And again, you know, our next episode, we've got, it's going to be Horus Heresy. We've got a special guest for you all to check out, should be really cool. We'll dive a little deeper into some things with the heresy, and then from there it's just the ball's going to be rolling. Again, you know, check out all the different links in the description. We do have an email address. We do have, you know, our own personal, like, Instagrams on there, so you can kind of check out some of the projects we've been talking about or we've mentioned before. And then also, you know, Trident has its own Instagram, Facebook page, it's YouTube, everything, right? Like, it's all in the description for you guys to check out. And if you have questions, call outs, things that you're like, hey, you know, like, what about this? Or even if, you know, heaven forbid, we actually miss some crucial nugget of info or something really, really important, or even if it's not super important, but we missed it, let us know. Like, it's all about continuing to learn and share that knowledge and, you know, gain experience. Got to keep leveling up in the hobby, right?
Exactly. So remember, build it, paint it, and play it.
Oh, yes.
And we'll see you next time here on Try to Wargaming.
Thanks for tuning in.